time. Are you ready for start time? Thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Call me the Hound.
Oh!
while back in the jungle.
Well, it's the Hound. I'm back. This is WFMU East Orange. Our instrumental set today, a little theme going there. They were all played in Spanish by Mexican rock bands. Los Locos del Ritmo did El Mongo. Counting backwards, Vince Canuto in the Rock and Domino's Blowout. Los Aspen, Viaje Submarino. Sonny Ace and the Twisters did Tamales, and we opened up with Los Babies. And I'm not going to pronounce Ghost Riders in the Sky in Spanish. Not again. Anyway, the radio family is gone this week. Miss Sally's down on the farm, and Neil Bruch is, I should be in Austin playing tonight, I believe. And we got a call from Lori Essa. She's having a barbecue, and the A-Bones are there. Sorry, I wish I was actually a barbecue. And Denois is missing, presumed hungover. But what if I'm going to carry on all by myself on this beautiful day before you shut in. We got an all-white blues hangover today to go with our last week's all-black hillbilly hangover. We do have a hillbilly hangover and a vom set. A little tribute to Ricky Nelson, whose birthday it would have been yesterday had he lived. Try to tackle some news myself, and I got piles of old 45s. And I guess Roscoe is going to call in a vibe report, and that's that all. That's it. Well, let's get some of these requests out of the way that have been building up. Like Gary Gilmore said, let's do it.
Well, no more slipping and dodging around with you. No more slipping and dodging around with you. If you want to be my baby, you know what you have to do. Life is like a card game, always take a chance.
Request for, but we'll do it anyway. Okay.
We'll be right back.
believe I'll do y'all's favorite song. It goes like this here.
Mr. Everett, we'd like to show the rest of the country that rock and roll is a safe and sane dance for all young people.
It hasn't hurt me any, has it?
Well, in this big wide world, it's dog eat dog if you're planning on getting. Play it all, you better. Go, boy! Go, boy! You better. Go, boy! Count your pennies if you're gonna get on top. You're gonna wind up on bottom if you go. Oh, I got you, girl. Go, boy. Go, boy. You better. Go, boy. Yeah. You better go. Oh, go, boy. Any breaks, and if you got in the morning, that's what it takes. You better go, boy. Go, boy. You better go, boy. Yeah, you better go. Well, you're on your own if you ever get down and you need any help. You better ride, you better go, boy. Go, boy. You better go, boy. Yeah, you better go.
This is a hit!
And you, everybody rock it too long.
We gonna fly,
fly, fly,
we gonna fly.
She's a bubble. Babaloom.
Hey, Babaloom, hey.
We gonna rock.
Oh, rock you up, baby, too long.
Fly on, fly on. We gonna fly.
Fly on, fly on.
Oh, fly.
Fly on, fly on.
A man with a gun, a baby little donut. Oh, my honey.
Ba-da-dee, ba-da-dee.
Oh, my honey.
Ba-da-dee, ba-da-dee.
Oh, my honey.
Ba-da-dee, ba-da-dee.
Oh,
my honey. Ba-da-dee,
ba-da-dee. When is the time to spend all your money? The time to shoot a man with a gun, a baby little donut. Oh, my honey.
Ba-da-dee, ba-da-dee.
Oh, my honey.
Ba-da-dee, ba-da-dee.
Oh, my honey.
Ba-da-dee, ba-da-dee.
Oh,
meanwhile, back.
And it's the Hound, and this is WFMU. That was the Bogart Brothers by request, Flying Rock, from South Africa. Somewhere like 59, 60. Good record. Counting backwards, Floyd Lee, Go Boy. Sonny Guitar, Betty Lou. The GCs by request, Buzzsaw, Twist, and Big Walter and the Thunderbirds. Also by request, Pack Fair and Square. And Radio Family, like I says, is out. Resting up. Mark your calendars, June 6th. 1992, Hangover Hop, number 6, 666. Back in our usual spot, Brownies, and you're all invited. It's free to get in. And more on that as it gets closer to the date, but it'll be a good one. In fact, it'll be the, I think that's going to be the next time that the entire radio family will be in the same room together. And as for other announcements, I don't know. If you got anything you want me to announce, 678-7743 is that number, because I don't really know of anything going on. Not paying much attention. Should I tackle some news all by myself? Oh, I guess I could. We got a lot of listeners sending news stories. Let me see. What's our leadoff story? This is usually Bruce's job. Oh, yeah. This is really appalling. This is not funny. Supreme Court ruled this week that a prosecutor seeking a criminal indictment from a federal grand jury may deliberately withhold evidence that might show the defendant is innocent. In a 5-4 vote, the justices said federal courts no longer have the authority to throw out an indictment on the grounds that a prosecutor held back substantial evidence from the grand jury. Justice Anthony Scalia, writing for the majority, said that a grand jury, which is separate from the courts, need not be fair because it cannot convict. Now, what Mr. Scalia seems to either not know or not want to recognize is that suppose you are indicted for a crime that the prosecutor knows that you're innocent of, and just think you could spend a whole long time in prison waiting, you know, not able to meet bail, waiting for your trial, or you can spend every penny you have plus more on lawyers. You can lose your job. You can have a lot of terrible things can happen to you. I mean, obviously, I think the only reason why they would really want something like this available to a prosecutor would be for reasons of political harassment. I mean, if they know somebody's innocent of a crime, they can just accuse him of the crime, ruin his life, and then if he's found innocent, that's fine, but he still has to pay the lawyer a couple of hundred grand, right? I don't know. Land of the free? Who said that? You know, what free? Anyway, there's a real good one in here sent in by a listener. I'm sort of at odds and ends here trying to find it, where I put it. Oh, I'll get to that one a little later. Somebody sent in the turkey shooting story again. Thanks a lot, but we did it 2 weeks ago. Wilson Pickett, here's a good one. This was sent in by a listener, Audie. State police are investigating an accidental drowning in Brick Township Wednesday evening as a man was recovering golf balls from a pond at the Cream Ridge Golf Course drowned. Ronald A. Castens, age 47, was apparently recovering golf balls for the course that landed in the pond and sank to the bottom at 7:04 p.m. near the 18th hole. He lost his grip on his flotation device and began to sink. He got out once and cried for help, but then he sank below the surface. One of the course's owners says Castens was a private contractor whose family business was retrieving golf balls in course ponds. think he'd learn to swim. Amazing, huh? Anyway, getting back to the music. Had Ricky Nelson not attempted to freebase on an airplane, he would be alive today. And he would, how old would he be, 52, 51? Anyway, last time I saw him was about a year before he died, and he was still fantastic live. And there's this line in the rock history books that Ricky Nelson wasn't any good, and the only reason to listen to him is because he had a great band. And that's bull. Ricky Nelson was way cool. First of all, he found and hired that band, and he picked most of his own material for the first 4 or 5 years. He was actually one of the all-time greats, I think. And you see these books. I noticed that both Grail Marcus and John Mortland put Ricky Nelson down in two different books that I skimmed at various points in my life, and man, those guys don't know what they're talking about. Then they're raving about stuff like Randy Newman, so what the hell do they know about rock and roll? Anyway, let's hear this. Ricky Nelson got 5 in a row.
The time is 19 minutes before the hour of 12 o'clock. Top of Brooks Chili Hot Beans with a sizzle in the flavor. This is the fabulous Wednesday, July 6th, 1960. WLS Chicago 890, and this is the Dick Biondi Show, thanking you for being so nice to smile with us as we roll till midnight. Ladies and gentlemen, guys and gals, with 67 degrees, I'd like to remind you that tomorrow, make a point to stop in at your favorite record shop and pick up on the fabulous new album by Ricky Nelson entitled More Songs by Ricky. It's a tremendous new Imperial album. And in this album, along with 12 great tunes, you're going to find a fantastically beautiful color photo of Ricky, personally autographed by Ricky, just great for putting in your room or framing. It's a big, beautiful picture, one you'll want to have. You may be the first to have it in your particular neighborhood or your particular gang. So stop in at your favorite record store tomorrow and just listen to a sample of one of the great tunes from Ricky's brand new album.
Well, I hear that you've been sneaking around on me.
Sneaking around.
But honey, that's not the way it's gonna be. Well, I told you once and I warned you twice. If you want my love, you gotta be nice and stop that crazy sneaking around on me.
Better stop sneaking around.
Well, let your conscience be your guide, you know you're wrong.
Better stop sneaking around.
I'm not gonna take this messing around too long. When you start to cheat in a love affair, it's not gonna get you anywhere. Cause one of these days you'll up and find me gone.
Better stop sneaking around.
Well, I know something you better find out. Listen to what I've been talking about. When you start cheating on me, fooling around with T.T., well, I hear that you've been sneaking around the place.
Better stop
Somebody is trying to lead our love astray. Well, I'll tell you something you ought to know. This messing around just gotta go, 'cause one of these days I'll up and walk away. Better find out, listen to what I've been talking about. When you start cheating on me, fooling around with TNT, well, I hear that you've been sneaking around to play. Somebody is trying to lead our love astray. Well, I'll tell you something you ought to know. This messing around just gotta go, 'cause one of these days I'll up and walk away. That you've been sneaking around on me. Well, I hear that you've been sneaking around on me. I hear that you've been sneaking around on me.
Bebop, baby, roll. Please.
Here shaking in a cold sweat. You're making a fool out of me. That's pretty easy to see. Just tear me up every time we kiss. Never thought that love would ever be like this. I guess you know that I'm in love with you. I'd wish you'd tell me that you love me too. You're fooling around with my heart. Please don't you tear it apart. Every time you kiss me, tremble like a little old pup. When you put your arms around me, baby, you tear me up. I just wanna know if you love me too. Leave me now, I don't know what I'll do. So I'm in love that I can hardly speak. My head is spinning and I'm feeling weak. So won't you consider my plea? Like a little old pup. When you put your arms around me, baby, you tear me up. I just wanna know if you love me too. 'Cause if you leave me now, I don't know what I'll do. So I'm in love that I can hardly speak. My head is spinning and I'm feeling weak. So won't you consider my plea? Don't take advantage of me. No, don't take advantage.
An all-American boy sings his way into your hearts.
Some people call me a teenage idol. Some people say they envy me. I guess they got no way of knowing how lonesome I can be. I need somebody to be my baby, someone to tell my troubles to. I've got no time to ever find her, 'cause I'm just passing through. I travel around town to lonely town. I guess I'll always be just a rolling stone. And fame, get no rest when I'm feeling weary. I gotta pack my bags and go. I've gotta be somewhere tomorrow to smile and do my show. I travel around town to lonely town. I guess I'll always be just a rolling stone. If I find fortune and fame and lots of people know my name, that won't mean a thing if I'm all alone. Some people call me a teenage idol. Some people say they envy me. I guess they've got no way of knowing how lonesome I can be. How lonesome I can be.
Why is everybody laughing at me? Just because I said something stupid?
Jumping and the cotton is high. Your dad is rich and your ma is good looking. So hush, little baby, don't you cry. One of these mornings you're gonna rise up singing. You're gonna spread your wings and take to the sky. But until that morning, you know nothing gonna harm you. Cause your daddy and mommy, they're standing by.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Well, it's a hound, and this is WFMU. Happy birthday, Ricky Nelson, wherever you are. That's five reasons why Ricky Nelson is way cooler than Bruce Springsteen. Summertime, way before the Blues Magoos. We ain't got nothing yet. Good 2 years before. Teenage Idol, Counting Backwards, You Tear Me Up, Stop Sneaking Around, Shirley Lee. Those last three, I believe, were never on 45s, just album cuts that are... do not appear on any compact disc that I know of. So hope you got them down on tape. Once again, I don't know of anything to renounce, but if you got anything you want to renounce, you can call it in. Except, of course, June 6, 1992, Hangover Hop number 6. As yet unsubtitled. Cub reporter Anton DeSanto sent in a few good ones this week. Anton of Rhino Records. Atlanta Braves pitcher John Smoltz gave himself a 5-inch long welt when he tried to iron his polo shirt while wearing it. I ironed it that way 5 or 6 times and it never happened before. I guess you don't get paid to think in the pitching business. Here's a good one. David so-and-so of Anniston, Alabama, was injured recently after he attempted to replace a tube-like fuse in his Chevy pickup truck with a .22 caliber rifle bullet used because it was a perfect fit. However, when the electricity heated the bullet, it went up and shot him through the knee. Yeah, not a great idea. And what else is happening? We got a whole Wilson Pickett desk today. Let me find a Wilson Pickett news here. Well, a prosecutor called Wilson Pickett a loaded gun at a hearing during which the singer pleaded innocent to drunk driving this week. Municipal Judge Joseph Clark on Tuesday ordered Pickett to get help for his alcohol problem but refused to revoke his driver's license. Pickett was released on bail. In arguing for revocation, prosecutor Leopold Monaco said of the 51-year-old rhythm and blues singer, "He's still out there like a loaded gun." Anyway, he's also got another news story. Rhythm and blues singer Wilson Pickett agreed Monday to pay $6,500 and enter an alcohol rehabilitation program as part of an agreement with a former girlfriend to get charges against him dropped. The agreement before Superior Court Judge Lawrence D. Smith requires him to pay $3,500 in cash to a battered woman's shelter where his former girlfriend stayed. He's also going to pay her legal fees and her moving expenses. He faced charges of simple assault and making terrorist threats after allegedly throwing a bottle of some kind of wine at her and threatening her family. Anyway, Wilson Pickett's getting involved. He still hasn't answered the charges of giving the mayor, his next-door neighbor, a lawn job. But he is our front-runner for Media Star of the Year, Wilson Pickett, the Wicked Pickett. Anyway, we got one queued up here. Last week we did an all-black hillbilly hangover in a lot of good records to choose from, and we had narrowed it down to five. But here's one of the rejects that I wish I didn't reject, because it's a good record. Bull Moose Jackson.
Oh, Cherokee Chief, as he dances along, he does an old Indian boogie while he sings a song. Say, hey, ho, Helena.
Oh, Helena.
Say, ho, ho, Helena.
Oh, Helena.
Say, hey, ho, Helena. Ho, ho, now it's you now, hey. When he dances over here and he dances over there, he's dancing with his swall called Standing Bear. Say, ho, ho, Helena.
Ho, Helena.
Say, hey, ho, Helena.
Ho, Helena.
Say, ho, ho, Helena. Ho, ho, now it's in our hay. But he dances in a trot, and he dances in a walk, and he keeps old shaking his old-timey hawk. Say, hey, ho, Helena.
Ho, Helena.
Say, hey, ho, Helena.
Ho, Helena.
Say, hey, ho, Helena. Ho, ho, now it's in our hay. And he sings a little loud, but he always thrills the Indian crowd. Say, hey, ho, Helena.
Ho, Helena.
Say, hey, ho, Helena.
Ho, Helena.
Say, hey, ho, Helena. Hey, hey, now it's in our hay. He's the Cherokee Chief, as you all might know, when he sings his boogie. Geronimo, say, hey, ho, Helena.
Ho, Helena.
Say, hey, ho, Helena.
Ho, Helena.
Say, ho, ho, Helena. Ho, ho, now it's in our hay.
And next week will be not Brotherhood Week, but Anti-White Week.
Now, Cat, don't touch that gal there, please. You get wasted down to your knees. No, I don't like to brag. I don't like to say what I do. But I'm like poison ivy, I'll break out all over you. Every day when I shave, when my house coat, two men have to hold me or I'll cut my throat. No, I don't like to brag, I don't like to say what I do. But I'm like poison ivy, I'll break out all over you. Well, I bought me a blade, one that I could afford. Too long to be a knight and too short to be swole. No, I don't like to brag, I don't like to say what I do. But I'm like poison ivy, I'll break out all over you. Got smart with my knees. Now he wears his lines and rest in peace. No, I don't like to brag, I don't like to say what I do. But I'm like poison ivy, I'll break out all over you. Now I don't claim to be bad, don't claim to be strong. I just like to keep bad people from doing me wrong. No, I don't like to brag, I don't like to say what I do. But I'm like poison ivy, I'll break out all over ya.
Man, that cat comes on like Godzilla.
Love and dance, either am I a 60-minute man. Ooh, ooh, but I'll thrill you. Yes, you may say I'm very, very young and think that it can't be done. Ooh, ooh, but I'll thrill you. What I mean, 'cause I know better that I can throw your soul. I know a little better that lady you will scream. Ooh, little daddy, don't let me go. I love you, baby, till the moon is low, till the stars begin to show. Ooh, ooh, I'll thrill you.
Bend over, I'll drive Meanwhile, back in the States.
This is the Hound, WFMU, East Star. That was Wilbert Harrison, one of rock's great maniacs, Smokey Joe's. Counting backwards, we're the Swallows, It Feels Good. Shirley and Lee with I'll Thrill You. Willie Maybon, Poison Ivy. We opened up with a very scratchy 45 of Bull Moose Jackson doing the Moon Mullican tune, Cherokee Boogie. Reject from, I remembered why I rejected it. It was too scratchy last week. Didn't get any better this week, folks. Anyway, it is it's National Suicide Prevention Week, so if you're considering killing yourself, you might want to consider doing it next week. And there is a Good Samaritan's 24-hour confidential hotline, 212-673-3000, to attempt to talk you out of it. But I wouldn't do that. And what else is in the news? A lot of 15, that's a funny age, right? You got everybody out there remember being 15 and... Exactly how it's a good age because you're so you really don't think about other people too much and you're but you're convinced you know everything. So a lot of great things happen like this guy. There was a 15-year-old hit girl who was just arrested in Houston, recruited by a 13-year-old boy to murder his grandmother. Anyway, she was sentenced to 22 years in prison. So there goes the rest of her good years. So a 15-year-old boy in White Plains, New York, was convicted Thursday of fatally shooting a newspaper delivery man last summer during a botched car theft attempt. Here's a good one. This was in Atlanta. Take my gum out of my mouth. Yeah. It sounded better with a cigarette, right? A 15-year-old told a woman that he was ready to die and wanted to kill a policeman, shot an officer to death Friday before being slain by the man's partner. Bradley M. Perry of Boynton Beach, Florida, shot Officer Randy J. Schnappi in the face after the officer stopped a stolen car the boy was driving. Officer William A. Vaughn asked the youth for his driver's license, and the boy shot his partner, who died at the scene, and then Vaughn fired several shots into the car, killing Perry. He said he wanted to drive a car before he died. He said he hated police and wanted to kill a cop. Well, National Suicide Prevention Week didn't stop him either. Well, once again, there's nothing to announce except for Hangover Hop number 6, June 6th. It'll be a month from now, I guess. A little less. Back at our usual spot, Brownies. Thanks to everybody who sent in news stories and called in requests. The only request I think I'm not going to get to today is Hey Leroy, which is sitting at home. Get to it next week. Right now, it's time for Hillbilly Hangover, and we got one queued up here by Al Barkle, Jumping from 6 to 6.
Now she called me up about 5:25. She picked me up, Daddy, I don't wanna die. 10 minutes later, her boyfriend called. Come on, baby, let's have it all.
She was jumping from 6 to 6. 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 Jumping from 6 to 6.
She got herself in a heck of a fix.
And you men, you're holding back, many of you right now listening to me on these morning and evening broadcasts. And you know you're sick. You know your prostate's infected and diseased. And you know that unless some relief comes to you, that you're going to be in the undertaker's parlor on the old cold slab being embalmed for a funeral. Well, why do you hold back? Why do you twist around the old Kupferberg? Why do you delay longer and take chances when I'm offering you these low rates, this easy work, this lifetime guarantee of service plan? Come at once to the Brinkley Hospitals, Little Rock, Arkansas, before it's everlastingly too late.
When our hearts are bound in sorrow and it seems all help is gone, Jesus whispers, do not falter, I will leave. then somehow we miss my trial. How it is I cannot see. Then I hear a voice from heaven gently saying, follow me. There is sunshine in the shadows. There is sunshine in the rain. There is sunshine in our sorrows, and our hearts are filled with pain. There is sunshine when we're burdened. There is sunshine when we pray. There is sunshine, heavenly sunshine, blessed sunshine all the way. Sometimes my friends forsake me, and I'm tempted to despair. Then I think of my dear Savior, who lay his head nowhere. Oh, it pays to follow Jesus, just to learn of him each day. And I'll guarantee you, my brother, you'll have sunshine all the way. There is sunshine in the shadows. There is sunshine in the rain. There is sunshine in our sorrows, and our hearts are filled with pain. There is sunshine when we're burdened. There is sunshine when we pray. There is sunshine, heavenly sunshine, blessed sunshine all the way.
Yes, fate, or some mysterious force, can put the finger on you or me for no good reason at all.
Me and push me around, I can be the meanest daddy that you've ever found. Oh, sweet mama, please let me be, and don't try to make a fool out of me. Well, a henpecked daddy, I don't want to be, so don't you try to make one out of me. Oh, sweet mama, man instead of a mouse, so quit that bossing and pushing me about. Oh, sweet mama, I'm on my knees, but a hindsick daddy I don't wanna be. You make me mad, and then I start to drink, and I really get mad. Oh, sweet mama, oh, can't you see that I want to be a man instead of a mouse? So quit that boss and then push me about. Oh, sweet mama, I'm on my knees, and a hint of daddy I don't want to be.
Wine is a mocker, strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. Out in the state of Arizona, a husband and wife had reared their children. The children had married off, families of their own. The mother took to drinking. She was 64 years of age. She came in one night so drunk she didn't know what she was doing and started to take a bath in the bathtub with her clothes on. In utter disgust, her husband said, "I ought to take a gun and blow your brains out." She snarled back at him, "You haven't got the nerve." He shot her dead in the bathtub and went to prison for it. Fine way to end married life. You say it'll never happen to you? They said the same thing before it happened to them.
Some men drink alcohol. Some men drink juices from the vine. But as for me, I'm very simple. Give me coffee every time. Make it warm and make it sweet. Just the way my life has been. Give me coffee, 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 coffee. And let me tell you, you have found yourself a friend. Cincinnati, early in the morning, waiting on an old greyhound. Old Macon, Georgia, right around noontime. Bring that coffee pot around. Make it hot, make it now. Put a little cream and sugar in. Give me coffee, 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 coffee. And you have absolutely found yourself a friend. A cup of china, a silver spoon, cream out of a golden can. See that pot? It's percolating. And it's just like music from a band. These old bones, they're tired and weary. But man, you can perk them up again. Give me coffee, 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 coffee. I guarantee that you have found yourself a friend. Yes, sir, you have found yourself a friend. I guarantee that you have found yourself a friend. You've got yourself a friend.
An all-American boy sings his way into your hearts.
Selected by a group who thought I'd bring them fame. I'm planning for my future, someday I'll be great. I'm hoping to be leader from my state. Pappy said they treat me like a toy, because I'm just an eager boy. Well, I know I'm young, but I know I'm right. I'd like to help the weary ones to see the light. I don't believe this world can pass us by. I think we can succeed if we only try. Five, they said they treat me like a toy, because I'm just an eager boy. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Washington to do my share. I'll help out all my kind when I get up there. Wanna be a senator if they don't mind. I'd like to be a president in my time. Pappy said they treat me like a toy, because I'm just an eager boy. Oh yeah. life. I don't believe this world can pass us by. I think we can succeed if we only try. Pappy says they treat me like a toy, because I'm just an eager boy. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
This is the Hound, and that was today's Hillbilly Hangover. The Lonesome Drifter there, Eager Boy. Counting backwards, we were Dave Dudley by request. Coffee. Ralph Johnson, Henpecked Daddy. We were the Carter Family with Sunshine in the Shadows, and we opened up with Al Barkle, Jumping from 6 to 6. Jimmy Wilson number. One quick news story here. Pompano Beach, Florida, just a stone's throw from my hometown. A man angry over a broken romance killed his ex-girlfriend's pet birds, stole her cat, and get this, stomped her daughter's bunny to death. Daniel R. Baxter, a.k.a. Grumpy, age 35, was being held Tuesday at the Broward County Jail in lieu of $50,000 bail on charges of burglary, theft, and cruelty to animals. During the past few weeks, Kim Long reported two of her birds had been killed and two were missing, and a neighbor reported seeing Baxter take Long's cat, which has not been found. Miss Long bought the rabbit as an Easter gift for her two-year-old daughter. Early Friday, Baxter broke into Long's apartment and fled when her roommate returned home. The roommate found the rabbit dead and the apartment splattered with blood. The rabbit's skull had been crushed. Definitely want to give that guy the chair. Bunny stomping. Anyway, let's spin a few more records before vibe time. We got one queued up by Royal Earl and his Swingin' Cools.
This is the story of a boy with a talking guitar. This is the story of a boy with a talking guitar. You know he made a lot of money by traveling near and far. He could really play it. He could even play it with his feet. He could really play it. He could even play it with his feet. But one day I dug him picking it with his teeth. He went.
Said goodbye. You did a wrong.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
All right, it's the Hound, and gearing up for vibe time here. Sort of disjointed. That was Big Jack Reynolds, I Had a Little Dog, on the Hi-Q label. Andre Williams, Moselle, come back. Royal Earl and his Swinging Cools, Talking Guitar, Part 1. I was going to flip it over and play both parts, but I was on the phone and I got kind of caught up. But, actually, Connie the Empress is here, and she was telling me that the William Bell Eddie Floyd show is really great. And I thought it was just Wednesday and Thursday. I didn't realize that they're at Tramps through tonight, so there's something to do. Right? Is there anything else going on? Any more announcements? You're more up on things than I am. I never go out anymore.
No, I never go out either. No, nothing I can think of.
No? Okay. Well, we got a vibe on the line. Where's our vibes? The vibes are really noisy these days. Here, you're trying to learn this thing. I'll show you how to do a vibe report. Here. Connie's learning the techniques of a DJ for future use. Hey, Roscoe, you there? No,
that's Roscoe?
Yeah.
Hey.
Hold on. Could you hand me my beer?
Hold on. Hand me my beer.
Thank you. Hello.
Send a beer over here, too.
How about it?
What you doing there, Roscoe?
Oh, just, you know, stuck in the studio.
Oh, you're still working?
Oh, well, I'm at Coyote now.
With Go to Blazes?
Go to Blazes.
So this is your third production job since the last Vibe Report.
Right. Oh, yeah, we already knocked out a Mojo Nixon Blue Jays summit meeting. Doing it.
Well, what was the title on that one?
What was the title of the Mojo song?
Big Rigs.
Big Rigs.
UFOs,
Big Rigs, and Barbecue.
Oh,
with the B-side of Chug-a-Lug.
Wow.
He did a really great reading of Chug-a-Lug.
Uh-huh. That's cool. I guess Bruce is at a barbecue right now.
We're in, like,
Austin. Lori S. had called my house trying to get in touch with him to invite him to a barbecue today in Austin.
Really?
Yeah. So I feel really left out.
Wow. Well, you know, I've been trying to figure out what to do with these David Berg hot dogs, and, you know, because I still had the 10-pound box.
Uh-huh.
And,
you're going to grill them right on the board out there?
Actually, we're about to light the coals up on the roof. You know, these guys are trying to save a little dough, you know.
Yum.
So, yeah, I brought a whole big dog-choking load of David Berg's.
Did you get the right mustard?
Yeah.
And did you get the buns?
Got the buns.
You're wailing, Ross.
Oh, yeah, everything.
Excellent. You know, this is one of those non-Sally weeks, so there's nothing to eat out here.
Uh-huh. Who's out there with you?
Me. Nobody else. I mean,
Bruce
is on tour. Sally's out back at the farm. And Where's Den?
Has he been working?
I don't know. Missing, presumed, hungover.
Or is he just, like, letting his funk grow like a flower?
No, he left a message on my machine last night that sounded like he was in mid-wail.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I think him and Wolfgang are doing the, you know, the Polish-German bachelor around the East Village routine, scaring people.
I went to Brownie's last night, and there was some really bad band with all new equipment playing, like, some Nirvana-type music. Turns out they've been signed by, like, RCA.
Uh-huh.
But they were bad, man. It looked like they just came from 48th Street, though. This guy had, like, this $3,000 red Telecaster with everything that you could put on a guitar.
Well,
hair hanging in his face, moaning about something.
What can you put on a Telecaster?
A lot of stuff. He had everything on there.
Yeah. Well, did you hear, while you were gone, a guy did drive right through Sam Ash. We're through the front window of Sam Ash.
So what was that? That was like the third of the... After first there was the Washington Square Park, and then there was O'Hare Field.
Right.
And then there was Sam Ash.
Yeah. What it was the some guy was running in there to buy some strings or something, and he had his grandpa in the car. Grandpa was from the Dominican Republic, didn't speak English, and had never driven in his life. Right? So the brownie, you know, the little cop in the brown uniform comes up, he's telling him, move the car, move the car. So the poor old guy gets behind the wheel and go, you know, right across the sidewalk through the front window at Sam Ash.
Cool.
Yeah.
Wonder if he, what he took out. No people, just destroyed a few guitars?
Yeah, I imagine just a bunch of guitars with funny headstocks if you're talking about the Window of Sam Ash.
Right. Well, usually they have a few good ones, too, you know?
Yeah, maybe. I hope they demolish that, the Albert Collins Model Telly that's a $3,000 hunk of junk.
Right.
You know, some things like that I wouldn't mind seeing go.
Yeah, last time I was up there, they had a matching blue Firebird and Thunderbird bass that were like blue metal flake.
Mm.
But they got a good relationship with Gibson, you know, because the artist office is only half a block away.
Uh-huh.
So here we have sunken into the deep morass of gear.
In only 4 minutes. Let's go back to food.
Yeah, food. Oh, and Albert's wife is making, like, some beans.
Ooh.
She's got, like, a bean recipe.
Terry.
Terry.
Terry's making beans.
Terry's making beans. And,
That means Roscoe will be making farts in the booth.
If I'll make it, yeah, to the, last night I went, yeah, I already said that I went to Brownies and saw a bad band. And it was bad.
A bad band? And were they bad?
They were bad. And they had like bunnies at the door trying to collect money and everything. That place, that's kind of...
Bunnies?
Yeah, you know.
Did you tell them you were just there to say hi to Six?
Yeah, I was there to say hi to Six. I brought like 8 friends.
Well, there you go, because they know, you know, Roscoe and 8 friends, that's a ring up at the bar.
Right, somebody's going to buy drinks.
Yeah.
Well, geez, I'm trying to think of stuff to say. I guess it's a nice day out there. At least you've got windows.
Yep, I got windows.
It's not like over here at Coyote, it's not like Redwood Digital or anything. We don't have, 300-foot redwood trees to look at.
Yeah, but you got a barbecue on the roof.
Yeah, we do have a grill on the roof. Albert says they're going to build a deck and a little gazebo up there. So... Then they can set me up with a lawn chair and a talkback button and a pair of speakers. I'll be fine.
Perfect. A little,
yeah.
Video monitor so you can watch them.
Yeah, video lock, they call it. Yeah, I have a little video lock and everything. Then they can even have a reverse camera so they can see me and, you know, let me know when it's time to turn over.
A wet bar on the roof would be a good idea.
Yeah. Well, evidently the ranch hands have a nice... one of those old, like, martini rigs.
Yeah, but they use it to store something other than martinis, I believe.
Oops. Well, they finished the song. I think I have to get back to producing.
Okay.
We'll see you.
Okay, Roscoe, go back and produce some more records.
Roscoe, boy hitmaker. And no vibe loop on the vibe today because it's just so noisy. It's got to make a new one. Yeah, let's do the vom thing. Yeah. Once again, we're going to open the vom set 2 weeks in a row with the Trashmen. Different song, though.
Bring your baby and your guitar too.
This is a hit!
Staring at a circle only half an inch wide. Staring as if your life depends upon it. And it does. Because that circle is the muzzle of a gun pointed straight at your head.
Give me this. You can give me that. You can give me this. money so free, so casually seen, it don't bother me. It's not enough. It's not enough.
Sounds of hell.
Keep ready, stand on me.
meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Roger the Hound, that was our bomb for today. And what was that? That was the Stones, Stop Breaking Down. Kind of a slightly alternate version, right? It's the same basic backing track with a different vocal and no harmonica. Go figure. I like that one better. Counting backwards, we had the Heartbreakers, It's Not Enough. Baby Ray and the Ferns, by request, How's Your Bird? Mark Markham and the Jesters, big stars back at my home stomping ground, going back to Marlboro Country. And they open up the Trashmen, New Generation. And, oh boy, let's see, you got a little more news to do. I like this one, Kalamazoo, Michigan, hometown of J. Bird Godfrey. A man threw a bomb into a crowd during a heavy metal concert, injuring at least 11 people. None of the injuries from the Wednesday night bombing were life-threatening, but about 4,000 people were at a Skid Row concert at the Wings Stadium. Witnesses told police a man hurled the device into the crowd, but the concert continued without interruption. I'm not sure everybody in the place was sure that it even happened. Now, not the brightest people go see Skid Row. I guess we can safely assume that. This one from New Delhi, India. A monkey fell into a huge frying pan on Friday, splattering hot oil that injured 7 pilgrims eating in the community kitchen at the holy city, Hindu city of, at a holy Hindu city, but there's a dateline of New Delhi here. That doesn't make sense. Accident occurred in Ujjain, where the monkey tried to grab puras, or fried bread, being cooked on the fire in the open ground. It said 5 women and 2 men were burned by the splashing oil. The monkey jumped out of the pot and fled. Score 1 for the monkeys. Okay, what do we got to do now? Let's play some more records. This is WFMU East Orange. Got one queued up here by Don Covey. If not his first record, this is probably his second, not counting the ones he made in the Rainbows.
I had a request, but the mic won't fit, so I like to do something else.
1, 2, 3, go!
You got a wicked walk. You got some wicked talk. You got a wicked way of making a man. But baby, I'm gonna stand a chance on you. I know I shouldn't do it, but I'm gonna stick to it all night. You got a wicked glance. You got a wicked stance. You got a wicked way of doing it.
going to let you slide this time, yeah? You're greasy enough.
You, baby, cause you knocked me out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Crazy about you, baby. Every time you leave me behind. Give me fever when you hold me tight. No, I'm really gonna love you right. The way you love me makes me wanna shout. Crazy about you, baby, cause you knocked me out.
Oh, yeah.
Every time you leave me mine, I want your loving and your kissing too. You know I'm falling in love with you. My love for you, I just can't hide. I love you pretty, baby, you're my one and only pride. Jump and shout. Crazy about you, baby, cause you knocked me out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You send me pretty, baby, every time you leave me behind.
I dedicate my first song that I sing to your head. I call it One Meatball.
Boy sings his way into your hearts.
Oh,
took your baby from you away. I heard a voice crying in the deep. Come join me, baby, in my endless sleep.
Said that.
With a rockin' piano, what a tune guitar. The long tall and it's trying to reel you off. The dog will walk, baby, to the angel's soul. Now jump like a fish on a fishing pole. Don't push, don't shove. Don't push, don't shove. Look a long tall and it, she done dropped her glove. Like I'm gonna start hopping too. But don't push, but don't shove. But don't push, but don't shove. But look at ponytail cake, she's flying like a dove. Molly's sick, and don't push, but don't shove, and don't push, and don't shove. Look at sweet Molly Brown, she done fell in love. Look at sweet Molly Brown, she done fell in love.
And meanwhile, back in the States.
It's the Hound. This is WFMU East Orange. Don Ruby there, rockin' piano, out of tune guitar. Jimmy Witherspoon with his cover of Jody Reynolds' Endless Sleep. Ray Payton, the Rhythm Rockers, My Shadow. Harold Barrage, She Knocks Me Out. Rhodey Dozier, Wicked. We open up with Don Covey, Ooh, My Soul. And I believe it is PSA time.
Oh, boy.
I wish they'd get something new in this PSA book. Maybe I should do that myself, huh? If I wasn't so damn lazy. Okay, I got one. The Native American Rights Fund is a non-profit Indian rights law firm founded in 1970 to make the American system of justice work for Native Americans. NARF is the only firm in the United States which dedicates 100% of its time to legal cases of importance to Native Americans. And it's 22 years of the NARF has helped tribes from Maine to California and its efforts have changed the face of Indian law for the better. If you would like more information about the Native American Rights Fund, or would like to help support this organization, please write the Native American Rights Fund, 1506 Broadway, Boulder, Colorado, 80302. Oh, boy. And from the Justice Desk here, this is a real good one. Bedford, PA. A magistrate resigned after admitting he promised leniency to a defendant if he can shampoo the man's hair. What a perv. District Justice Charles O'Guire, age 44, pleaded guilty to official oppression or misusing his office and was placed on 2 years probation in order to forfeit the pension benefits accumulated in 22 years on the bench. He apologized at his sentencing Tuesday but gave no explanation for his behavior. Prosecutors said Guyer offered a break to a 21-year-old man who had been charged with disorderly conduct and public drunkenness. The man submitted to one wash and rinse in August and was told by Guyer that he would get more leniency if he persuaded some friends to let the magistrate shampoo their hair. The man returned with two undercover state troopers who arrested Guyer after getting shampoos. I don't know. What do you think? You think he was a Republican appointed? I guess it doesn't matter who appointed him. Oh, boy. Anyway, we're going to get to that blues hangover. Now, last week, as you might have known, we did an all black hillbilly hangover, and this week we're doing an all-white blues hangover. Now, white guys doing blues songs is nothing new. In fact, it started about 1926 or something like that. But we kind of concentrate this time. And last time we did a white blues hangover, I think we did like guys from the 20s and 30s like Jimmy Tarleton and Cliff Carlisle and Jimmy Davis and those guys. This time we're concentrating on the years 1959 to 1962 before the British intrusion convinced people that they invented white guys ripping off black guys. No, we were doing that way before that over here. And to prove it, here's Freddie Cannon. This is the flip side of Tallahassee Lassie.
Trash in the garbage can, not in my ears, honey.
Well, let me tell you a story all about the blue.
Wow.
About a girl I was going with who broke my heart in two.
I'm gonna let you slide this time, yeah? You're greasy enough.
And you listen to the Hound. WFMU, East Orange, New Jersey, 91.1 FM on your rock and roll dial. We'll be right back.
will not be held back in our efforts by any kind of law or moral principle.
Ocean, I'd swim to the bank and crawl right home to you. Yeah.
And I love you, baby. 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 But you don't even know my spirit will write to you.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Well, there it is. That was our much-promised all-white guy blues hangover. Link Ray and his Rayman, Ain't That Lovin' You, Baby. Doug Somm and the Pharaohs, Baby, What's On Your Mind. Fred Mick and his Kingsmen, Baby, What Do You Want Me to Do? Dion and the Belmonts did I Got the Blues. We opened up with Freddie Cannon and the great Kenny Paulson on guitar in that one. You know, way ahead of his time, that fella. Anyway, one more news story before we get back to some spinning some records. Dateline Seattle. A paralyzed man said his housekeeper disconnected his phone, turned out the lights, and left him stranded for 3 days without food and water after he fired her. Kirby Brown, a 42-year-old quadriplegic, said Wednesday he could hardly talk by the time friends found him in bed on April 24th, malnourished and dehydrated. I had no water, no food. I couldn't call out for assistance without my phone. I was getting freaked out lying there. Brown was paralyzed in his 20s after a traffic accident, told police he decided to fire the woman because he believed she was dealing drugs, drinking, and acting like a prostitute. He also said his apartment wasn't properly cleaned. Brown gave the housekeeper who worked for him for a year 2 weeks' notice on April 14th. When she walked out a week later, leaving Brown helpless in his bed, he asked her to at least turn out the lights to save electricity. She obliged and also disconnected Brown's telephone, doorbell, and smoke alarm, unplugged the refrigerator, and turned up the heat all the way. Then she left him in a closed room. Brown said she took a clothes dryer, two televisions, and a video cassette recorder. To pass the time, Brown watched television that he was able to turn on by remote control. He screamed for help, but the mailman didn't hear him. Finally, some friends checked on him. I don't know, just like that story. Had to share it with you. All right, let's go back to some more records. We got one queued up on the Chess label by Paul Gayton. ¶¶
me, baby, with all your might. Your lips taste just like cherry pie. I'm gonna love, love, love you till the day I die. You better believe it that I'm in love with you. You better believe it that I'll be true to you. You better believe it that I'll be true to you. You better believe it that I'm in love with you.
I got 99 chicks, but they won't do. All I want is a girl by the name of 99 chicks, they've been knocking on the door. Well, if I had you, honey, I'd get a bar for that phone. Well, I'm the 99 chicks, they don't give me no rides. All I need is you, you stay by me. 99 chicks, they've been knocking on the door. Well, if I had you, honey, I'd get a bar for that phone. One 98 eyes, they all been nice. You'll have no time for the 99 chicks. They've been knocking on the door. But if I had to be my honey, I'd get a bar for that phone. Rock it, baby. Not one is a girl that I want. 99 chicks, they've been knocking down the door. But if I had you, my baby, I'd get up off of that phone. Well, there's a 99 chicks knocking down the door. Well, the 99 chicks beating down the door. Well, the 99 chicks knocking down the door. But if I had to be, well, honey, I'd get up off of that phone. Well, there's a 99 well, the 99 well, the 99 chicks, baby, knocking down the door. But if I had to, honey, I'd get up off of the floor.
Girl, this motherfucker's got rhythm.
Scotch by your love like a fire. Burned by the flame in my heart. No good lover. Took my love and now you're gone. Well, I was hurt when you found another. I regret the day that I was born. A fine romance, you did a few. My heart feels just like a burnout fuse. Scotch, burnt, hot, mad. Well, now if you play with a fire, baby, you know you're bound to get. The warmth of your kisses, burned by the heat of your lies. Oh, will you crush my dreams and wishes, baby? My memories are just warmth of your kisses, burned by the heat of your lies. You crushed my dreams and wishes, baby. My memories are just goodbye. A fine romance, you did a beaut. My heart feels just like a burnout fuse. Well, I'm scorched, burnt, hot, I'm mad.
Well, yeah, honey, bend over, I'll drive you to Newark.
When I take my girl down for a show, I always say and I always know that she's a swinging little chick, keeps on my swinging little sound. And when she comes to this time, she is all around.
Never ask another girl for a
we'll be right back.
And next week will be not Brotherhood Week, but Anti-White Week.
What is this? I never heard any music like this in my life before, and if I ever have, I don't know where I heard it. Boy, oh boy, this beats all. You better send to Kansas and get some musicians.
Put your hands on your hip and let your backbone spin. I feel.
Meanwhile, back in his D's.
It's the Hound on WFMU. I was Sherman Evans' yo-yo twist. Here are the divots I call my baby dry cereal. Nathaniel Meyer, A Place I Know, the Bell Tones, Swingin' Little Chickie. Vanetta Dillard, Scorched, before that Ron Haydock and the Boppers, 99 Chicks. We opened up with Paul Gayton, You Better Believe It. And closing in on those last 15 minutes, so I got nothing left to say, really. Let's just play some more records, get some more requests out of the way. In fact, I was going to play the other side of this, and I just got a request for the side that I have re-queued. So let's hear Jerry McCain on the Accelo label.
Love me tenderly all the way. Well, what would you like to hear? Mama, mama, do you want to rumble with me?
I don't want to hear that! I don't want to hear that!
Well, we gonna rock, we gonna rock and roll tonight.
I like that!
Gonna rock, we gonna rock, we gonna rock and roll tonight. We gonna rock, rock, make everything all right. We gonna rock, rock, rock. We gonna roll, roll, roll. We gonna rock, rock, rock. We gonna roll, roll, roll. We gonna rock and roll, because rock and roll's good for your soul.
By any chance members of this movement toward better music for better living?
Know what I mean, Jelly Bean.
I understand proper pain.
Know what I mean, Jelly Bean.
I understand proper pain.
Don't want a flirty, flirty baby, for I'm one. Know what I mean, Jelly Bean.
the sax would give up.
I said, oh, what's more important, doll, me or that joke? She said, you may have the muscles, but Harry's got no. So if you want to stick around, love, I'll have a seat. And when the show's over, well, then we'll see. So I stuck around for a minute or two. And when it was over, I knew what to do. I reached out my arms and pulled her to me. She said,
stop it, man. I'm watching TV.
She said,
TV.
Well, by this time, Jack will get pretty sore. So I ran out of the house and slammed the door. I started walking quickly down the street. And then I thought of the kisses. So I turned around and went back in again. And when she saw me, she said, come on in. She said, I love you, baby, and you love me. But now,
wait a minute, I'm watching TV.
Now,
stop it, babe. I'm watching TV. TV.
Now,
baby, I'm through with TV.
When you live like an animal, anything goes.
Well, I'm a uptown cat.
Yeah, live in a crazy pad.
Well, I'm a ladies' man.
Yeah, just food talking dad.
Gotta go to bed, cause I'm tired and sleepy. I can't love you, baby, cause I'm tired and sleepy.
Baby, so tired.
I left the house last night.
Yeah, I went styling grease.
I met a wild, wild woman.
Yeah, I tried to keep the pace.
I gotta go to bed, cause I'm tired and sleepy. I can't love you, baby, cause I'm tired and sleepy. Tired and sleepy.
Baby, so tired.
I got a $50 headache.
Yeah, $100 shoe.
Big long pink Cadillac.
Yeah, and a bad, bad case of
but I gotta go to bed, cause I'm tired.
Baby, I can't hold you, baby,
cause I'm tired, baby, tired, baby. Baby, so tired. Well, I'm a uptown cat.
Yeah, living in a crazy pad.
Well, I'm a ladies' man.
Yeah, that's food talking jack.
I gotta go to bed, cause I'm tired and sleepy. I can't love you, baby, cause I'm tired and sleepy. Tired and sleepy.
Baby, so tired.
Well, I'm a waiting for you, daddy.
Yeah, that's what my baby said.
Well, honey, I got a passion
for my king-size bed.
Cause I gotta go to bed, cause I'm tired and sleepy. I can't love you, baby, cause I'm tired and sleepy.
Baby, so tired.
This is a hit. Hey, bartender, there's a big bug in my beer. Hey, bartender, there's a big bug in my beer. One eye's red, the other's green. The craziest old bug that I've ever seen. Hey, bartender, there's a big bug in my beer. Ooh, bartender, the bug's got a big bazoo. Ooh-wee, bartender, the bug's got a big bazoo. Big old head from there to here. Big old mouth drinking all my beer. Hey, bartender, the bug's got a big bazoo.
Beer.
Without the bug.
One more beer.
Without the bug.
One more beer.
Without the bug.
One more beer.
Without the bug. Well, there's bugs on the ceiling, bugs on the floor. All kinds of bugs sweeping through the door. Well, there's bugs on the table, bugs on the bed. I do believe there's bugs in my head.
Back in the jungle.
Right, it's the hound, and I think that wraps it up. That was Gene Phillips, Hey Bartender, there's a bug on my beer. Heard the Cochran Brothers, Tired and Sleepy. Red and Blue, TV Baby. The Nightcaps, Jelly Bean. And we opened up with Jerry McCain and the Upstarts, Trying to Please. As we are. Anyway, let's see what our schedule is. I believe next week we'll be back. The week after that we're going to try to run a repeat, and then... No, we'll be back the next 2 weeks, and then we're going to try to run a repeat. Then we're going to have the Hangover Hop, take a week off before the Hangover Hop, if everything works out right. That's June 6th. Wild Girl's up next, and for those of you listening in color, she's not wearing any pants.
Oh, sure, Hal.
The Lord, the Crick, you know. WFMU East Orange.